This is Winning with Wellness, a podcast about inspiring the wellness warrior in you. If you're feeling lost or alone in your wellness journey, or are looking for new ideas and inspiration, you are in the right place. A place you can learn about all things wellness in business, life, and living. Your host, Jenny Rice, will be bringing you inspiring stories and practical tools to improve your overall wellness, personally and professionally. Imagine what living a life of wellness would be like. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Winning with Wellness. I am really excited to be sharing time and space with this amazing individual. Mihai Andre is an expert intuitive energy healer and workshop facilitator and manager in high-tech positioning engineering. That's a mouthful. Welcome to the show. I'm like,
thank you.
The words that get me all like tongue-tied are positioning engineering. Like that is, I mean, that is like some strategic.
Yes. It's the old energy work plus positioning engineering, you know, pretty standard.
Yeah, just normal stuff. I think this is what I love. And I'm going to read more about your bio in just a sec. But this is what I love about this show. And, you know, corporations are finally connecting in. Like the fact that you're sharing that you work in the engineering field and you work in the intuitive and you do the things, it's so beautiful. We got to rip that curtain down. We got to, you know, build the bridge. So thank you so much for being here and allowing us to dig into what that looks like. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm super excited to be here, Jenny.
So before we get started, I want to give these guys a little more details and background on you. So just know that Mihai has an innate gift of helping people find and align with their soul's purpose. He specializes in bringing clarity and success to entrepreneurs who are going from business project to business project and not moving the income needle. And you know what's so fascinating? This translates in all areas of our lives. And I know we have a ton of people listening that work within that entrepreneur field. So this is going to be a really valuable topic. So I'm really excited to dig in. He has also been involved with various disciplines of energy work. For the past 15 years, he has been practicing and teaching Qigong, as well as being a highly trained angel empowerment practitioner and healer. This is coupled with his decade of experience in engineering and management. And like I said, before I finish that sentence, I love that we're having those two things in the same sentence. It's like, oh, you know, how many of us have spent, and I mean, I'm definitely more, you know, my age bracket's higher than yours. I've spent years of my life not aligning the two sides of me. Because, you know, my spirituality had to stay here and work had to stay here. And the fact that you combining both in your world is amazing. So congratulations on that. And I love digging into this conversation. So again, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jenny. It's actually core. It's core to what we're going to talk about today is bringing those two things together because they were never apart. True success, both personally and in business, was always a factor of both of those sides being together. And anyone who has ever succeeded has used both of those sides together. So it's not that we're doing something new. It's that we're reclaiming the way that things actually are in the world.
And I love that you highlight that because we have these barriers that are built in, whether we've inherited it, whether, you know, it's been taught to us, we've seen it, maybe we felt it by response from others. And these divides have been created, which of course means we're not showing up as a whole. And that has an impact not only professionally, but personally as well. So overall, what does wellness mean to you?
Oh, it's multifaceted. I would say it is the combined sum of whether a person is doing everything they can do in their life and whether they are able to do so. We all have a mission here. We all have a purpose to our lives. So wellness can only be achieved if we're doing everything that we're capable of in life to live it. And the ability to do so is important while we do it. So I would say that's wellness. It encompasses everything from being physically able, being emotionally and mentally able, and being fulfilled in life. I would say the sum of all of those things is what comprises true wellness.
And wealth too, right? If we're really honest.
Well, yeah, I mean.
I mean, if we think about it, that's the highest currency.
then you're cooking with oil.
So let's dig in. Tell me about the work you do, because obviously, you know, all joking aside and, you know, and the reality too. So what led you, you're talking about engineering and management, and you're also in this incredible spiritual, how did they come about? Like, did you always know innately that this was a gift that you had, or, you know, can you share a little bit about your personal journey?
Yeah. Energy work has always been a part of my life. Intuition's always been a part of my life. I was one of those kids who had visions when they were little, and I spent many years under the presumption that I had a really great imagination, which I guess I do. But ultimately, I like the majority of healers in the world, I went through an awakening in my teens, and I found out that all of the things that I had seen and dreamt about and was able to do when I was little were not just dreams and imagination. They were real. And ultimately, you know, at that point in time, I wasn't ready to explore that on a stage or to share it with the world. So what I did is I went into engineering. It's funny how we follow the example that we see in our family. We're a family of engineers. So I went into that and I discovered that the only real way for me to survive in that world and to have a good time was to implement all that I knew about energy work still. So I did it for myself for many years. And that's part of the formative years where I got all that training that we talked about in so many different fields. And ultimately, I committed a mistake throughout those years, a big one that took me years and years, which is that I divorced the concept of making money from the concept of applying my energy work. Mm. And so my engineering flourished and I learned how to make money doing technical stuff. But I was getting farther and farther from being able to practice the energy work I was so passionate about in the context of having it yield something financially, speaking of the wealth thing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that you mentioned that it is so important. And so what ended up happening was I had a little a bump in the road, shall we say, in my life. And what happened was I got into a fantastic relationship with someone I really loved. And that is actually what made me move from Calgary all the way to Vancouver, to the coastline, to come and pursue a new life with her. And one of the dreams she and I both shared was we were both very passionate and very powerful energy practitioners. And we decided, hey, it would be a great idea for us to open a business based on that passion.
Right.
Yes. Now, a little bit of context. When we were doing that, you know, after we moved in, we discovered that she and I had a few differences of opinion on life. And so the relationship was, yeah, not going so great. But we decided that this business is what's really going to unite us and bring things to a whole new level. Isn't that a great solution? If your relationship isn't going well, just start a business together. What could go wrong?
It's right? Kind of like having a baby or getting married.
Yeah. Let's just do it.
Why not?
Why not? What could go wrong? Well, I mean, everything went wrong.
Right. Yeah.
About that whole thing. Everything. Every possible way. Financially, it destroyed me. I went into debt. Emotionally, mentally, I became depressed. My health went down the tube as a result of that experience. The relationship didn't work out so great, of course, because of that. And as I was staring at my computer screen one day into my bank account, I noticed that I only had 1 month worth of financial resources left to sustain my life as it was then and there. And I had this soul-crushing moment of asking myself, is this what really happens when you pursue your dreams? Do we just get crushed? And then I had another thought of, you know, some people don't get crushed. Why are they not getting crushed, but I am? What's the difference? What's going on here? This can't be all there is to life. I don't want to accept that. And ultimately, acceptance is what I really got out of that. By the end of the day, I had this epiphany that hit me in every corner of my being that I need to accept the situation exactly as it is. I needed to accept the business, that it wasn't going to work because it was fundamentally flawed. Same thing with my life, same thing with my relationship with everyone. I needed to accept it exactly as it was. And that's what honestly led back up and clawing my way out of that particular situation, even though it took a little while. That's what led me to actually experience proper wellness and have access to my full being and start a business that does incorporate energy work, and it works well, ultimately. And that was the biggest roller coaster moment of my life, honestly. And I haven't experienced anything like it before or since.
Thank you so much for sharing your truth with us. I guarantee there's somebody listening right now that if your whole story doesn't resonate, some of it does, where they find themselves in the same situation or feeling lost. And what I think really, really struck me was realizing, like, wait a minute, there is a different way. So tell me, so you had this awakening, you've risen out of where you were. Tell me about where you're at in now in business, knowing that you've taken that leap.
Excited.
Which is amazing, right?
Yeah, it's exciting. It's, you know, the biggest lesson that I learned is this, that there's a system to everything. You know, business is systematic. Life is systematic as well. And it's a mixture of two things. The problem and the solution all in one is this. In business, there are systems which are seen and there are systems which are unseen. And it's the fusion of these two things that really creates success in business. The seen systems are, you know, all the stuff that people know about, your target market and the way your structure of your business and all of the different components that go into it. But the unseen is all of the pieces surrounding a person's mindset, a person's state of being, a person's emotional health, all of the little programs that are running. And the only way forward is for those two systems to actually be running at the same time. Whereas most people try to separate them. They try to deal with their mindset over here in a workshop. And then they try to deal with their, you know, business program over in another direction, another workshop. They try to separate them. And life goes on in much the same way, is that we sometimes want to heal ourselves in private and let no one know about the truth. But then we still want everything in life to work out publicly.
Dang it.
Yes, darn it.
Dude, you mean we have to be truthful?
Yes, Yes, we do. Right? And those two things have to come together. So I guess what I'm enjoying right now is I brought those two things together in my world. And that's what made the business work from the start, from moment zero. It's been working, and I'm in an expansion step right now. Actually, I'm kind of going into phase 1.5, so to speak.
Nice.
So I'm enjoying it. I'm launching a whole new advanced program in the fall. And that's going to be an adventure with helping people to speak on stage and sell from the stage. That's going to be fantastic. But I'm also enjoying a fantastic work-life balance now, which I didn't quite have before. Mm-hmm. And so it's something that's manageable. I think that growth in it has to be multifaceted. It has to work in your life. Your business has to fit within your life in such a way that it feels like play. It shouldn't feel like hard work and like you're, you know, busting your back trying to get things done, right? So I guess that's what I'm enjoying right now, is that it's working and I'm happy as a state within the business.
I love that. So when you share, you know, about this work-life balance, and I love the concept and the idea, we're going to have people listening right now that are feeling like it's absolutely unobtainable, you know, whether they're self-employed or whether they work for somebody, you know, you're still at the perceived mercy of the situation. Mm-hmm. What would be some advice or suggestions that you would provide that individual to start so that they can take a step forward into a direction of life balance?
Okay. So a few things. The biggest issue there is that people tend to ask the wrong questions. The questions that people tend to ask when it comes to fixing a business that's gobbling their life up is they tend to ask, oh, what app should I use? Or what customer relationship system should I use? Or should I do a tweak to my target market? Or is it the structure that's wrong? And ultimately, it starts with the internal, the unseen, rather than the scene. That's the first thing to look at, is you should ask yourself, what do you actually want this business to do in your life? What role do you want to occupy? Because sometimes people have a misconception about what business is. They think it should look in a certain specific way, and that's exactly what's crushing them. That's what's leading them down the garden path towards the weeds, so to speak.
Right. It's like, oh, there's a mud swampy thing ahead.
Oh my gosh. Well, yes. You know, if a person, here's an example. If a person thinks that social media is the only way to grow a business and they're terrified of social media, then they're going nowhere fast. So that's the first thing, is to identify those misconceptions and what it is that business is actually, what role it's supposed to occupy in the first person's life. The second step is that a lot of people try to start a whole bunch of different projects in their business. And the truth is, you can achieve 1,000 things one at a time. And so for whoever is trying to start many, many different projects in their business, I would say there should truly only be one project that's being worked on at a time in a business. And that stands true for a startup, and it stands true for a multi-billion dollar industry, pretty much. It's a philosophy that's tried and true. Only do one project. So that means if you're working on one program, do all the stuff connected to it, the program, marketing, all the good stuff, but only that one project.
I love that. You know, many of us have been raised in a society and a belief system that multitasking, you know, is a skill and an art. And reality is our brain can only focus on one thing at a time. And the killer of productivity is actually multitasking. So you bring great wisdom with that recommendation. When you think back to where you are today, What advice would you give a younger version of yourself about, you know, leading into wellness, especially not only in the workplace, but in your life?
I would say that life is inevitable. Some stuff is going to happen, but the only thing that I would say could be done better is I would say to my younger self, when you hear a message and a call to action to do something in your life, do it now. Don't wait for the next one, because that's one of the things that I've done is I had a call to action from the universe, from my higher self, and I didn't heed it in the past. And that's one of the fundamental changes I went through is when I started the business I'm in right now, I made a decision that is irreversible, that if I get called to do something and I feel that it's something I need to do, it's done. It must be done no matter what. So that's what I would say to my younger self is heed the call. And that applies to everybody. We all have a song to sing in life. You have to do it. It's what you're here for.
So powerful. And you know, this is the thing too, when you talk about intuition and higher self, many people are so filled with noise, they can't hear. So when you're working with someone and you're trying to get them to tap into those hits or listen to the voices, and we all have different kinds of voices. We have the voices that are there to serve and the voices that are there to destroy. How do you guide your people? How do you help your clients?
Well, I take people through a process to connect with their higher self is the first thing that I do. The basis of all action in life, in my opinion, is that we should consult with the energy side first, because that's where all ideas and thoughts first form. And your higher self is what governs your connection to all that stuff. And then we should come up with a plan and structure of action to actually make it happen here in the real world. So that would be in large terms what I would say that people need in order to succeed. But the first step, if you have noise in your head, is a lot of people feel that it's complicated to silence that noise. Mm-hmm. And the irony is it's noisy because you think life is complicated.
Right.
And so I would say the way out of that loop, that circle that people get into of complication in life, is to simply stand and be with one thing at a time in their life. So for example, a great practice would be go for a walk and observe whatever object you see, a tree, a duck, a piece of grass, whatever it is, go and look at it for a little bit until you've taken in everything that you can about that one thing. Practice that. And it really will not take long for you to be able to be your intuitive self. As long as you are focused on one thing, then that one thing will reveal itself to you.
I love that. Again, highlighting that one thing that's important. So when we think about, as you know, we're closing our time together, you are offering for those that are listening to this episode a really beautiful opportunity to join a masterclass that you share. The title is Stop the Cycle of Business Confusion. Discover the three keys entrepreneurs need to achieve clarity, abundance, and lasting success. Can you share for those that are, you know, interested in the business side of this intuitive connection, share what that would mean for them to come to your masterclass?
Oh, it's epic. We're going to expand a lot more about how that connection between the seen components and the unseen components really works and what stops people in their tracks in business, because there's so much more to talk about. Like, for example, how belief systems actually work on a deeper level, where they come from and how we shift them and the implications of all the different methods you may have heard of, like NLP and things like that. So we go into a lot more in depth about the balance between the seen systems and the unseen systems. And I share with people what they should be focusing on in order to make their business work from every point of view, from the personal point of view, from the structure point of view, what markers to look for when it's actually working, and how to take it a whole step further, basically.
I love it. So let's leave the audience. I just want to leave the audience with a final thought from you. What is one thing that you want to make sure that you share today, or a final thought, just to springboard the audience into maybe some action or thought provoking, ideas?
Life is often a lot more simple than we think it is. It ultimately boils down to this. We all have things in our life that we're happy with and some other things that we're not happy with. If you have, whether it's your business or some other aspect of your wellness, whether it's your wealth or your health, you should just ask yourself, is this part of my life yielding the results that I want it to be? Am I taking care of it, or is it taking care of me? If the answer is, yes, it's yielding the results that I want it to yield in my life, then I'm so happy for you. Congratulations. But if it's not, and there's something missing, perhaps it's not as fulfilling as it should be. Perhaps it's not as full as it should be. Perhaps it's not as grandly wealthy as it should be. Then it's time to do something about it. We need to do something about it, because if we don't, it's just going to stay there. And in the universe, things actually don't stand still. They move in one of two directions. They either move forward or they move backward. So time to move forward. Say yes to yourself. That would be what I would want to say to everybody.
Thank you for that. And I hope those of you that are listening are inspired by these incredible words. Thank you so much, Mihai, for being on the show. It's been a privilege to have you.
Oh my gosh, I'm having so much fun. Thanks, Jenny.
Oh, you're so welcome. For those of you listening, thank you as always for taking the time and space to allow us into your world to inspire the wellness warrior in you. We are so excited to have you tap into different ways to increase your wellness in all areas of your life, personal, professional, mind, body, and soul. Do not hesitate to tap over to Your Holistic Earth to find more resources to catapult those areas of your lives. Thank you again so much, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Winning with Wellness. If something you heard today sparked your interest or fired up your curiosity, please head over to Apple Podcasts now, hit subscribe, and leave us a review. Your review helps us ignite the wellness warriors in others. Your community is waiting for you. Don't forget to activate your free wellness membership to Your Holistic Earth. You'll find the link in the show notes. It is never too late to redefine your wellness, and you don't have to do it alone. One small action can lead to life-changing results. I know, because it did for me. And from my heart to yours, thank you for sharing your most valuable asset with me, you.